Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us today, and Happy New Year to you. What a great way to start off the new year by hearing God's Word and having you guys with us. Also with me today is David Holland, one of the producers of our program, a good friend of mine, and also just a man with a lot of pastoral experience and depth. So, David, thanks for being here. Happy New Year.
Hey, thank you, Stephen. It's great to be here. You know, I'm really excited about this series that we've begun with Derek, God is a Matchmaker. You know, as the father of three teenage daughters, I am keenly interested in this subject ever since they were little baby girls. Her mother and I have been praying that somewhere out there there is a godly family raising some godly boys who will be good husbands for my daughters someday. You know, we've been praying for our daughters' future husbands now all of their lives, and now that they're teenage girls, it's a real point of interest.
Well, you know, I've also been reading some books recently about how strong marriages transform society.
Yeah.
And about how they really build stable societies. And it's one of the, in fact, you know, I love the phrase focus on the family. I know that's another program.
Sure.
But by focusing on the family, by strengthening the family, we really do transform the society rapidly.
It's vital.
Well, let's get right to it and listen today as we hear Derek talk about God's standard of marriage.
In my introductory talk yesterday, I emphasized that the Bible places a much greater importance upon marriage than most of us realize. I pointed out three ways in which the Bible emphasizes the importance of marriage. First of all, the record of human history begins and ends with a marriage. It begins in the Garden of Eden, with the marriage of Adam and Eve. It ends with the great climax of human history, the marriage supper of the Lamb. Second, marriage typifies the relationship of Christ to his church. The relationship of a human husband to his wife is a pattern of the relationship in the spiritual realm of Jesus Christ to his church. Thirdly, God himself protects the sanctity of marriage. God has declared, fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. There's a special emphasis on God himself intervening in judgment against those who break down the sanctity of marriage. Today, I'm going to speak about God's standard of marriage as revealed in creation and reinforced by the teaching of Jesus. We'll turn first to the teaching of Jesus, and we'll find that this takes us back to God's purpose in creation. Jesus' standard of reference for what marriage should be was derived directly from the revelation of God's purpose in creating the first human beings. For a summary of the teaching of Jesus, I'm going to read a section from my book, The Marriage Covenant, from page 20, almost through page 21 of this book. The essence of the teaching of Jesus on marriage is contained in a conversation he had with some Pharisees recorded in Matthew 19, verses 3 through 9. And some Pharisees came to him, testing him, and saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause at all?" And he answered and said, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? Consequently, they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate.' They said to him, 'Why then did Moses command to give her a certificate and divorce her?' He said to them, 'Because of your hardness of heart, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it has not been this way. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for immorality and marries another commits adultery.'" We may sum up the teaching of Jesus in this passage in four successive statements. First, the form of marriage that had become accepted in Israel under Judaism was below the level of God's will. Second, God's real purpose for marriage was expressed when he originally created man and woman. Third, in the initial union of man and woman, they were so perfectly joined together that they lost their separate identities and became one flesh. Fourth, it is the purpose of Jesus to restore marriage in the lives of his disciples to the original standard revealed at creation. That's very important to see that when Jesus was questioned about marriage, he did not go back to the law of Moses, but he went back to the record of creation. Of course, this was in respect for his Father, God. He accepted only his Father's original plan and standard for marriage as being fully valid. So we need to look back at the record of creation in the opening chapters of Genesis to find out more exactly and in detail what was God's purpose and God's standard for marriage, bearing in mind that God has never changed. His purpose and his standard are still the same today as they were in creation. Man may have sought to lower the standard, but God has never changed. He still holds the same standards. Let's read now in Genesis chapter 2, beginning at verse 18. I want to bring out four extremely important facts. First of all, marriage was God's decision, not Adam's. Genesis 2:18, the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." It wasn't Adam who thought of marriage or desired a helper. It was God who saw his need and determined to provide it, and provide it in his way. The second fact, God formed Eve for Adam. Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 22. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. So the second fact there is that God formed Eve for Adam. Adam had nothing to do with that process. It was entirely God's doing. God knew what kind of a helper Adam needed, and he took the responsibility of making exactly the right kind of helper for Adam. The third fact is also contained in those verses that I've read. It is this, that God brought Eve to Adam. Adam didn't go out looking for a wife. He didn't search through the garden saying, "Where will I find my wife?" But God actually brought the appointed wife to Adam. We read that verse again. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. God brought Eve to Adam. The fourth fact is that God established the terms of their relationship. This is stated in Genesis 2:24. And these words are words that were spoken by God himself. "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh."
You know, I love what Derek brings out of the book of Genesis about the idea that God brought Eve to Adam. Adam didn't have to go fishing for a wife. He didn't have to go looking for her. God established the relationship. He brought them together, and he established the terms of the relationship. God really is the great matchmaker. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Choosing a mate is one of the most important decisions you will ever make. So how do you make the right choice? In his enlightening book, God is a Matchmaker, Derek Prince gives practical biblical advice on how to avoid heartbreak by preparing for marriage God's way. Derek shares from personal experience how God led him to marriage, and he reveals how others in your life, such as parents, pastors, and trusted friends, can play an important role when making life-changing decisions. Normally $12.95, this powerful and practical resource is yours for a limited time for only $9.95. Order your copy or get one for someone you love when you call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Life is not a fairy tale, but there is a happily ever after when you follow God's plan. Order God is a Matchmaker now. And when you do, we'll also include Derek's helpful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, at no extra charge. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thankful that you're here. Excuse my raspy voice, a little bit of voice strain here, but I'm delighted to be with you. We're listening to Derek Prince talk about God as a matchmaker, and today he's specifically focusing on God's standards for marriage. I think this is so valuable. Our society defines marriage, different religions and cults and groups define marriage, but now we're going to hear what God's standards are. Let's listen.
The third fact is also contained in those verses that I've read. It is this, that God brought Eve to Adam. Adam didn't go out looking for a wife. He didn't search through the garden saying, where will I find my wife? But God actually brought the appointed wife to Adam. We read that verse again. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. God brought Eve to Adam. The fourth fact is that God established the terms of their relationship. This is stated in Genesis 2:24. And these words are words that were spoken by God himself. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. The older translation says, the man will leave his father and mother and will cleave to his wife. First there's a leaving, then there's a cleaving. That's God's appointed way. A man is released from all other commitments and relationships that would hinder his relationship with his wife. His relationship with his wife is to take precedence over every other relationship. He leaves, and then having left, he cleaves. A man who never really leaves can never really cleave. In other words, God gives this relationship priority over all other relationships. The man will leave his parents and cleave to his wife, and the ultimate purpose is unity. The two shall become one flesh. Let me quickly review those four facts concerning the original creation of Adam and Eve and the marriage that was brought about between them. The four facts are these. First, marriage was God's decision, not Adam's. Secondly, God formed Eve for Adam. Thirdly, God brought Eve to Adam. Fourthly, God established the terms of their relationship. They were to cleave to one another, be so united that they would become one flesh. Now, it's my personal conviction, based on the teaching of Jesus and based on my own experience in life, that these principles have never been set aside by God, that they represent God's standard for marriage in the first place, in creation, and that they still represent God's standard for marriage. Where God is allowed to have his way in our lives, the same things will still be true as they were in the first creation. Let's look at what that implies for a moment. First of all, the initiative is with God. Personally, I believe that committed believers do not make their own decision about marriage. It's God who makes the decision. He takes the initiative. He takes the responsibility. He makes the choice. Second, the process of forming the wife for the husband is God's responsibility. I believe if young women would see that, it would give them a kind of reverence and a respect for God's work in their lives, which would help them to become much better wives. Also, I believe men need to see that God accepts the responsibility for a committed believer to provide just exactly the right helper. Thirdly, it was God who brought them together, and I believe that's still God's plan today, where he wants a man and a woman united and their lives are committed to him. God will arrange the circumstances and work things out in such a way that he will bring them together. God never leaves the initiative in these important things in the hands of man. He takes responsibility. He takes initiative. And finally, God has determined the terms of the relationship. They are to leave, to cleave, and to become one flesh. Marriage is not an experiment. It's a total commitment of two persons, one to the other. To talk about a trial marriage is actually absurd. It's a denial of the very meaning of marriage. Marriage is not a trial. It's a commitment. There's a total leaving and a total cleaving. People who are not willing to leave and who are not willing to cleave cannot experience marriage on the level on which God has ordained it. For as I've said already, and I say again, God has never lowered his standards. Let's just recapitulate those four facts. The initiative is with God. The process of forming is with God. The bringing together is with God. The terms of the relationship are settled by God.
So God's standards are that he chooses the mate. He forms the wife specifically for the husband and vice versa. He brings the couple together. In other words, he arranges it. And he determines the terms of the marriage relationship. Is your marriage based on this? Do you want your future marriage to be based on this? Then let's welcome God's word and begin to transform what marriage means in our generation. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Of the millions of choices we make in life, choosing a mate is one of the most significant. And yet, with nearly half of all marriages ending in divorce, it appears that we either make the wrong decision or simply change our minds. In his booklet, The Choice of a Partner, Derek Prince explores God's plan for finding a spouse and sheds light on what true love really is. Marriage is intended to be for life, and Derek's powerful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, will help you better understand how to find and stay with your mate until death do you part. It's such an important resource that we want you to have a copy absolutely free. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Both the call and this helpful resource are absolutely free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy of Derek's booklet, The Choice of a Partner, when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being with us today on this New Year's Day, and Happy New Year's to you. May 2008 be your best year ever. And also, David Holland, thank you for being here, and may 2008 be your best year ever as well.
Thank you very much, Stephen. I appreciate that.
You know, Dave, I want to probe a little bit of what Derek says. We honor Derek's teaching. We're thrilled for it. But sometimes I hear something that I know creates a little confusion or difficulty in the practical application.
Yeah.
So you've been a pastor for years. Let me ask you this. Derek says that one of the standards for marriage, for God's standards of marriage, is that God brings the couple together.
Yeah.
I live in Nashville. I pastored in Nashville. 40% of Nashville is single adults. We have a rising number of single adults in America today. And if we say to them, God is the one who brings the couple together, it sounds like they sit in their living room and wait for God's hand to usher their future mate to their front door. So there's got to be something in there we're not understanding. I think everybody wants God to somehow bring along the perfect mate. That's the ideal. Is that really how it happens? And does it involve any human activity? Help me, Pastor.
I think there's a real balance there that Derek's directing us toward. That's a biblical balance. I think if we were talking about finding the right job, I don't think anyone, including Derek, would advocate that you just sit at home and wait for your phone to ring and somebody to offer you a job, but that you go out there and you circulate and you get involved in things and you have relationships and engage the world. And then let God do something as you're engaging the world. The other side, the other ditch that you can get into is where some people who really desperately and very, very urgently want to get married can get into is the thing that Derek's speaking against, and that's trying to make something happen. Wondering with every encounter of every new person of the opposite sex you meet, wondering, is this the one? There's definitely an overbalance that one could enter into there.
Sure.
You don't have to get very far into the Bible to discover a real truism is when God said it is not good for man to be alone. God really has put in, for most of us, in our hearts a desire to be married. Derek's dealing with the fact that, you know, there are some people, and we'll deal in this series with those who are not called to be married. But for the vast majority of us, that desire is there. I saw something very interesting the other day, some polling and survey results of Americans. You know, the number of Americans who are choosing to get married is going down, which is the only reason the divorce rate is declining at all, is because fewer and fewer Americans are even bothering to get married. But the survey indicated that the vast majority of Americans desire a happy marriage. They want to be married. And that extends to young people. MTV recently conducted a survey, and that survey showed that the vast majority of teenagers, and these aren't Christian teenagers by and large, the vast majority of them really, really desire to be married. What they don't have is real hope that a happy marriage is possible for them. And that's one reason I'm very excited about the outreach of this ministry, because one of the things we're doing is, because of Derek's great emphasis on marriage and family as a cornerstone of his ministry, is we're helping instill that hope that a happy marriage is possible, and it's okay to desire it as long as you're, you give God room to do his thing. And you don't do something in the flesh and create an Ishmael, so to speak.
Well, and it seems to me that there ought to be some degree of certainty on the part of a person getting married, if they're a believer especially, that their spouse is God's choice. Otherwise, throughout their marriage, they'll always view the marriage as their idea.
Right.
And if it's their choosing that got them in the marriage, it can be their choosing that gets them out, which may be part of what contributes to that divorce rate.
Sure.
I think that I don't know that it's an ironclad thing that you have to just know that there was a miraculous sign that God chose this person for you, but you definitely have to believe this is God's will. I mean, most of us wouldn't go on vacation without praying about it, much less get married. So it does seem that there's some antidote to the easy out divorce,
right?
That you believe that God's brought us together.
Well, and it certainly is a great inoculator against the temptation of divorce if you do believe in your heart that God put you together. That creates a firewall, essentially.
Well, and I think it's an essential thing. And so let's just talk practically for the last minute that we're here. It seems to me that obviously prayer, obviously sexual purity during your years of being single,
right?
Obviously, living a life where God is able to entrust you with a spouse. You know, if you're living irresponsibly in anything from your money to your body to your work life to your morals, God's not going to pair you with somebody else and make you one with them. And then I think too, one of the things that Derek brings out is that keeping an eye on the groups you're hanging with. You know, if you're hanging out in strip joints, you're not going to get a great spouse there. You know.
Exactly.
At the same time, if you're hanging out with godly people who are seeking to serve the Lord, that's probably a great pool.
That's absolutely right. And you know, Stephen, before we go, I want to remind everyone that there's actually a companion book to this series that we're in right now called God is a Matchmaker. It's available right now. Ordinarily, it's $12.95, but right now we're making it available to our listeners at the special price of $9.95. You can go on derekprince.org and order it there, or you can order it by calling us at 800-448-3261. Again, that's 800-448-3261. The companion book to this important series, God is a Matchmaker.
Hey, Dave, great to having you with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Stephen. Thank you.
Listen, log on to the website at derekprince.org and you'll find a wonderful material. And also you can listen to these teachings over and over again. But that is all the time that we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's encouraging book, God is a Matchmaker, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $9.95. And when you order, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's insightful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.